We're remembering a friend and former colleague today. Anne Gerrels, longtime foreign correspondent for NPR, died of lung cancer earlier this week. She was 71 years old. At NPR, Gerrels was known as a passionate reporter willing to go anywhere in the world at a moment's notice if the story required it. She was also a warm and generous friend to many. NPR's Lynn Neary has this remembrance.
When Anne Gerrels arrived at NPR in 1988, she already had a lot of experience under her belt. 10 years in television news at ABC, where she was bureau chief in both Moscow and Central America. Gerrels made a strong impression on NPR's Deborah Amos.
She was this glamorous television reporter who came here. She didn't dress like the rest of us in the beginning. And she'd had this long and remarkable career before she landed here. So she was this tough cookie who arrived. She was always braver than me, and I always understood that she was braver than me.
That bravery led Gerrels into many war zones. And when it came to covering wars, Gerrels was there at the beginning.
Three columns of Russian troops continue to press toward Grozny in the largest military operation since the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan in 1989.
In the middle of the battle,
there was a constant thud, thud, thud overnight. This morning, we heard warplanes flying low over the Iraqi capital.
And at the peace table.
The atmosphere at this morning's signing ceremony was one of weary relief, not joy. Until just weeks ago, Croats and Muslims had been at war.
Anne Gerrels was the kind of reporter who would drive alone across a war zone if that's what it took to get the story. But in a 2003 interview with NPR's Susan Stamberg, Gerrels insisted she was not a war junkie.
I didn't set out to be a war correspondent. It just, the wars kept happening.
Indeed, as NPR's Ted Clark, one of her former NPR editors, remembers it, Gerrels was a prolific reporter with a seemingly endless curiosity about the world.
She went everywhere. She was in every continent. I looked at her stories on the NPR archives, and there were 90 pages, and on all kinds of subjects, not just political, not just military, but social, artistic, cultural.
I never worked with Annie on a story that she wasn't passionate about.
NPR's Philip Reeves worked with Gerrels on many stories, from Iraq to Pakistan, but he first met Gerrels in Moscow. Reeves says Gerrels had a deep love and understanding of Russia.
And she also had this extraordinary ability to really understand the way Russian people think. Unlike a lot of reporters who just go out there and collect quotes and then relay them to their editors, Annie could actually get right inside the minds and hearts of people. And that's what made her an incredible reporter. And I think she was particularly impressive in Russia.
As much as Anne Gerrels loved Russia, she is probably best known for her reporting during the 2003 Iraq War. Gerrels was one of a handful of foreign reporters who remained in Baghdad as the war began. As she told NPR's Susan Stamberg, she used a satellite phone for her reports and went to great lengths to conceal it from Iraqi authorities.
And then I had decided that it would be very smart if I broadcast naked, so that if, God forbid, the secret police were coming through the rooms, it would give me maybe 5 minutes to answer the door, pretend I'd been asleep, you know, sort of go, I don't have any clothes on, and it would give me maybe a few seconds to go hide the phone.
Gerrels later wrote about her wartime experiences in Iraq in a book called Naked in Baghdad. NPR's Deborah Amos, who also reported from the Iraqi capital, remembers one time when Gerrels wanted to do a piece about cemetery workers in Najaf.
This was at the height of the killing, and it was terrible in Baghdad and frightening. And so Annie went rolled in a carpet in the back seat of a car through the worst neighborhoods so that she would not be visible. The piece was beautiful. And no one, of course, except for all of her colleagues, knew what it took for her to do that.
The rituals haven't changed for 1,000 years, and jobs here are handed down father to son. A body washer, whose family has worked here for as long as anyone can remember, carefully scrubs the corpse of an old man, so he will go to God as clean as a newborn.
It's not that Gerrels wasn't afraid, says her friend Philip Reeves. It's just that her need to tell a story sometimes drove her to take risks that others wouldn't. And, Reeves says, it wasn't just her bravery that set Gerrels' reporting apart from the rest of the pack. She had another great quality, empathy.
I think at heart she loved people, actually. And that, in this day and age, is unusual. She gave them time. She would sit down with people and really talk through what had happened to them. So when you were sitting next to her when she was doing that, you often saw a whole story unfold that you didn't realize was there, because Annie's imagining what it's like to be them.
Those same qualities that made Anne Garrels a great reporter, says Reeves, also made her a great friend who will be sorely missed. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.